Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 406, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 28, Dawn of Destiny.
It aired August 18th, 2001, written by Judd Lynn, Jackie Marchand, directed by Worth Keeter. Dawn of Destiny, she has a great The Rock bottom. Because it's a professional wrestler name.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's all. And nothing else. Anyway, if you're new here, everybody, welcome to the podcast. Sometimes I just try to make cool waveforms.
That's a neat one.
That's a pretty good one, I think. Doing all right? Everybody doing okay?
You know Michael Buffer. You're a WCW kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I know and hate Michael Buffer.
He does car commercials now, so I guess the Let's Get Ready to Rumble's not paying the bills like it used to.
Oh, weird. He charged like $1 million a hit on that.
Yeah, WCW had so much expendable money.
They had that Ted Turner money. AEW has like 4 Ted Turner monies.
Dang.
From their like head investor,
they should just football guy, right?
Yeah, he's one of the owners of the Jaguars. They need to get on TV. Anyway, before we start talking about wrestling, if you are new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch some Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because I'm baby. Gotta love me. Watch Time Force. I don't know. I'm very enamored with the I'm baby meme right now.
That reminds me. I saw a picture. It was, you know, the do you feel old now meme?
Yeah, this is this person now.
Yeah, it was like, this is what the baby from Dinosaurs looks like now. And it was Kurt Angle.
Oh, no. That's so mean and true. Oh, buddy. Anyway, we're going to go watch Dawn of Destiny. She's got a great match tonight. We hope you're all excited.
Time for Time Force. Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched Dawn of Destiny, and she won. She did her big move off the top rope.
Yeah, the Destiny's calling.
It's a
shooting star leg drop.
Oh, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah,
you probably end up like
very dangerous,
like butting, like hitting your butt into their head,
just
like
sitting
real
on
hard.
Their face, yeah. From the top rope.
Anyway, yeah. It was a great match. Hit him for 1, 2, 3. It was very good.
Who did she beat?
Karen.
Oh, Karen. She's a tough one.
Just Karen. Hey, jakeandjosh.com/morphinggrid. That's our website. That's where the archive is. If you want to go listen to the old episodes that are in that weird limbo between what is in the classic feed and what is not on the regular one. And by now, In Space is up. Because this is going up in like 2 weeks, so just do it.
Look.
Just put it up.
I'm baby.
So- You got me there.
I will try. Here's what I have a day off of work, and I'm just so excited that I don't have to do anything that I forget that I have to do this.
Next
time I have a day off.
Do you want me to text you?
Yeah, text me on Monday.
Text you. Okay, I will. littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com is our email. I'm doing it backwards. I'm all confuzzled because you hit me with the I'm baby. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Mulberry Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Stitcher and Podbean and Podbaby. Might be a real one. I don't know. I've said so many fake ones. I don't know which ones are real and which ones aren't.
I think you've said Podbaby before.
I know I've said Podbaby before.
Yeah.
I say Podbaby all the time. But I don't know if I made it up or if it's like a thing I saw or if it's just me doing a goof. Because you do this so many times. It all bleeds together. I'm surprised I pulled out Mulberry. I don't know if that's a berry or just a street somewhere. I don't know.
It's probably a berry.
I hope so. been relying heavily on berries for a little while because there's a lot of them. Not as many fruits as I remember. Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating and review on any of those places, that'd be great. Helps people find the show. Helps us bump up those weird rankings. And hopefully iTunes will keep us on because they do hate numbers in the titles. Or they did for one day and then they sent, they're like, oh, we didn't send the rest of the email where we were joking about the first half.
Yeah, there's a gotcha in there that we forgot to put at the bottom.
This is supposed to go out on April 1st. But anyway, yeah, go leave us a rating review. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including early episodes and Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters review episodes where we watch and talk about that show. We do two or three at a time instead of just one at a time because that's impractical. So we give you bunches of them.
Yeah, and also, it's not very dense.
It's not very dense, not very dedicated to talking about the plot of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, but you know what? It's fun. It's a good, fun time. We got an email. Any new reviews, Josh? It's
no,
Friday.
No new reviews, but they're fixed. So
that's
all the reviews
weird.
Are in order, and the new ones are at the top, so I don't have to scroll all the way down, which
is nice.
Super helpful. I can't wait for the next update when they undo that.
When they frick
and
it up.
They jumble them all back up.
All right, so we do have a couple patrons, new patrons. And I'm pretty sure we haven't read these ones, but just yeah, maybe you're getting some twice. First up is Logan B.
Thank you, Logan.
And Matthias.
Thank you.
And, oh gosh, I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm going to say Caro.
Caro.
C-E-A-R-O. Ciro?
Ciaro.
Ciaro.
I don't know either. Thank you.
I don't think she listens to this. I talked to her on Twitter. I don't think she listens to More for Grid. I know she listens to United.
Okay.
And finally, Adriana K.
Thank you, Adriana.
Yeah, thank you very much for helping support the show, helping us keep the lights on, and all that other just regular stuff. Just like regular being alive stuff,
keep
mostly.
Keep the lights on. Keep the stove on. Keep the food hot or cold.
Or cold, depending on the food. If it's a gazpacho, you don't want that hot.
No, probably not.
You don't want hot spacho. I don't know what that was. That was a commercial Sam Jackson said. I don't know what he was advertising.
Spachos.
Siri, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, we do have an email. It's from Gavin. He says, hey, guys. This is kind of, ooh, it's kind of long. All right, let me paraphrase. We were talking, so when we're talking about Lovestruck Rangers, where Wes and Tripp and Lucas all fall in love with Angelique, we were like, why not Katie? And why, you know, we know why, because they're cowards.
Yeah.
But why not Katie? Apparently, in the Time Ranger episode, there's a very similar episode, but in that one, Red, Blue, and Yellow, who are all male, fall in love with the monster, and Green doesn't because he was like, at home doing research because he's a computer guy. The episode is about the Pink Ranger who has feelings for the Red Ranger, so very similar, trying to thwart the monster, and that's why, like, at the end, it's only her fighting and not Yellow, which is what I thought happened. Yeah, obviously, Papa Heim does not want a woman falling in love with a woman, so they changed the episode to Trip instead of Katie, who fell in love with the monster. So they had to film extra footage of the three Rangers fighting each other when they could have just used the Sentai footage where the same thing happens.
Yeah.
Because chickens.
Yep.
Bunch of yellow-bellied varmints. Then he says, anyway, I just finished watching the Movie Madness two-parter, and I must say it's the most fun I've had watching Power Rangers in a long time, and it's clear the actors did too. Yeah, that episode rules.
Yep. They're both very good.
It's number one on our list. It's dope. Love the show as always, Gavin from Stevenage, England. Which I think, I don't know, again, I don't know how to pronounce it. He says, I like the way you compared it to a Pokemon town, but it's actually not the complete opposite. Not a great town to live in. Well, sorry to hear that, but at least it has a very fun name. So I guess it could be worse. Are you ready to jump in?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
All right. We start off 20 minutes into recording with Rancic chasing Frax through the woods. And Frax is like, hee 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 hee. Oh no, Rancic is chasing me.
The last episode ended with Frax teleporting out of the prison. And I guess he just went right outside into the woods and then ran from there.
It's a very short range teleport.
Because his human insides can only teleport so far.
Yeah, because he's got a human squished up in him. As we know now.
It's like a spelljammer.
just crammed up in there. Gets what powers him is his old human body. So Rancic chases him through the woods. He gets away. Rancic looks around and sees a scrap of cape, Frax's cape, and he smells it.
He smells it. I'm surprised he didn't like lick it a little bit. Be like, that tastes like Frax.
Tastes like Robit. It's tastes shiny. It's just like a cape. Like there's no smell of Frax's. He's a robot.
Maybe like a little bit of oil.
Oil, but like
smelling.
So do probably all the robots that he's with, because cronies are also helping him look.
Yeah, but they don't have a cape.
You're right. You got me there. There's also a guy who's like if a mohawk was a monster but had flamethrower hands, like Pyro from the 90s X-Men cartoon.
Yeah, he's got a very like stocky body, and up the middle of it is just like a battle axe.
Yeah,
head.
It's real weird. I named him Chris.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we get a name. Not that we remember them.
We do. It's like Cyrax or something, which is a Mortal
Kombat.
That's
a Mortal Kombat.
I don't think it's exactly that, but it's along those lines.
Hey, Judd, you got to get some better. You got to not steal so many names. You had Steelix a couple episodes ago. Now you got Cyrax. These are registered trademarks. You can't just put them in your Power Rangers show.
No.
Get it together. So some cronies find Frax, and he's like, hey, don't rat on me. We're bros, right? And robots got to stick together. And the robots are like, you got it, dude. And then and then Ren's like, hey, did you find anything? And they look back, and they're like, no.
They just crony away.
So they just do their arm hups and hop away. We cut to the future where Wesker is watching Frax go like, I'll kill Rancic. And he's watching that on TV.
Yeah, he has a camera on Frax this episode.
Like, yeah.
Because we come back to it and he still is just zoomed in on Frax's face later.
Is this technology that the year 3000 just has? Like, are there people from the year 3000 just watching us do this show right now?
Oh, why? I imagine the recording part of it is probably not entertaining television.
I mean, no, but like, who knows what they have? If they don't have anything, all they have is watching people record podcasts.
In the past?
Hey, sorry, everybody. This is it.
Oops.
I'm barely wearing shorts. Like, be careful. So then we cut to the clock tower where Trip comes like, whoa, look at this antique camera. And it's clearly like a year 2000 Polaroid. Like, it's new, but
yeah,
it's an antique because he's, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, compact ones where the flash flips up.
Yeah.
Like, it's the whole size of the camera, and it lifts up, and the lens is under there.
Yeah, and Wes is like, this isn't an antique. This is just a camera.
This is hot new tech.
Let's take a picture. And he goes take a picture, and then Katie shoves him. He's like, you take a picture of me instead, and picks Wes up. And there's, like, 2 solid minutes of just, like, Polaroid shenanigans.
That have nothing to do with the rest of this episode.
Nothing at all.
They don't use the camera to beat the monster.
Not even a little
later.
Bit. They don't even talk about it.
It's just Power Rangers having fun.
Yeah. Like, Lucas does this, he, like, fusses with his hair, and he's like, Randy Orton pose. Take a picture. And then they goof around. They, like, tumble over a couch. Jen is sitting at her computer at the picnic table that they have as a dining room table, and she's, like, trying to do some work or whatever. She's, like, doing Excel spreadsheets or Googling monsters or whatever. Or probably looking through the year 3000 databases. I don't know. And they come around, and, like, three of them, like, gather around Jen and Trips on the other side taking a picture, and Wes kisses her on the cheek.
Yeah, cheek kiss? That's all right if it's part of a silly montage and kind of just snuck in at the end.
And I don't think Papa Haim noticed, because it's like blink and you miss it. And I feel like he would have burned this episode to the ground right now if he saw that kiss. But Jen's like, hey, this is serious. Like, stop goofing off. We have work to do.
No time for kisses.
No time for kisses, especially not here. You know the rules, Wes. But also she's like, I'm worried that, like, the longer we stay here, the more we are going to affect the year 3000. Like, we're going to affect the future. And they're like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, look at this serum. You know the serum from last episode? It's not supposed to be invented for another 200 years. What, Jen?
We saw it be invented in the last episode when a scientist invented it to help Rancic.
He invented it before running into Rancic, but he definitely invented it to
You're
stop
right.
the kissing monster.
Mark.
Mark.
Kissing Mark, I think was his monster name.
Yeah, Kissing Mark. Was that only 200 years in the future? And then it took Rancic another 800 years to get the gumption to take a time ship back? Is that what they're implying?
Yes. Whether it's intentional or not, probably not. They were probably like, I don't know, say 200 years. And then they didn't do any math about that.
Like, they know forgot, it's 1,000.
I guess they forgot half the setting is the year 3000.
And, like, he had this serum. Dr. Ferrix had this serum. And it was the only serum in the world. It was in this, you know, a tackle box. And, like, maybe he's like, I found some notes from this old serum that worked. But not this. That's an 800-year difference. What?
I want to say you can't pay attention to the time because they just said it. But we have to. It's part of our job.
It's part of the job.
Is to piece everything together. And this is wrong.
And it's wrong. And or literally, Rancic was alive for like 800 years.
Well, he is a mutant.
And Frax is a robot.
And we don't know if he was ever arrested in that time, so he would have been on ice for a while.
Oh, maybe.
And then maybe he got out.
And, like, the technology never changed? Like, the cop technology for 800 years is the same?
Yeah, in 200 years, in less than 200 years from now.
We'll figure out how to shrink monsters down. We'll
figure out how to put technology into a police badge that will shrink people into a frozen canister.
And then that's it, we did it.
Yep.
Don't need to go any farther than that.
That won't be abused at all.
Nope, probably not. So they're like, we're tampering with a time stream. Cut to the theme song. Come back, we're at Biolab. There's two guys there with Papa Collins and Eric, and they're like, this serum will make us a lot of money. Papa Collins is like, yes, it will.
It already has. They're like, oh, we're putting up big numbers now after the serum. So I guess they were selling it?
I guess. Maybe they were selling it, like...
They could be selling it to, like, science labs to see, like, other uses for it, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Or it's sort of like a McDonald's situation where it's like, come get your food here.
Yeah, they
and then
throw
pay
them a Happy
here.
Meal.
Yeah.
Here, kid, get your Happy Meal with some free serum.
There's two windows, and they're like, you pay here, and then you get it down there. And we only saw the get it down there part.
Yeah.
We didn't see. No one still has two windows, right?
They do here.
Do they still have two windows here?
McDonald's has a pay and a get window.
How is that in any way?
It's not. McDonald's also has a forked drive-through, which I...
That is a nightmare.
It's a dumb decision. Like, the lines, I guess, are shorter, but they're the same length.
But they have to... It's just now you have...
Because now you have to merge.
Yeah, now there's a line and a half, and you got to merge, which, classically, people are garbage
yeah,
at.
If you don't drive, nobody can merge. It's like the kryptonite to everybody on the road.
It's wild.
And they put that in a drive-through.
You know, like where you want to go fast and get out quick.
And then there's two windows, so they're taking like two orders at a time. So when you get to the pay window, they ask you what your order was because they don't know. It's a mess.
Just one window. You just need one window.
And then you pay at the first window, and you still have to wait 20 minutes to pull up to the second window because somebody ordered 6 Big Macs and 20 chicken nugget. Meals, I guess.
It's a lot of chicky nugs.
I don't understand why people take so long at the drive-thru, because every time I pull up to the get my food window, I get my food and go.
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
Does everyone else like sit there and inspect it and be like, I wanted a medium fry. This is a small. this is just, I don't like the way this bun looks. Take it back.
I ordered my soda without ice. This clearly has ice in it.
You're trying to cheat me out of room in the cup. Well, cup room. Anyway, so then he's like, also, the Guardians should get more because they also are good.
Enrollment also has doubled, one of the guys says.
Because there's no other jobs in town.
Because the guy's like, enrollment has doubled. And then Papa Wes, what is his name?
Collins.
Collins. Papa Collins is like, okay, we will give the Guardians more money and hire 100 more. So if you enroll, I guess you're just like...
On a wait list?
Yeah.
I guess. But yeah, then he's like, you can talk to Eric about this stuff. I have to go. And he leaves. And then we cut to Dr. Zazzle.
I have to go dive into my money pool.
I gotta go do a Scrooge McDuck and all my cash from the serum that I made. And so he goes, and then we cut to Dr. Zazzle. Zazkin? Was his name Zazkin?
I cannot remember.
I just call him Dr. Zazzle because that's what I know I assigned him.
I recognize him every time he pops up. I never remember his name, but I do remember he's got a kid.
He has a kid. He's got a precocious little daughter. So anyway, he's making some serum, and he walks away and leaves the serum in its own tackle box on the countertop, and then Wes sneaks in, by which I mean walks in.
Just walks in.
And he picks it up, and he turns around, and there's Eric, and Eric's like, hey, just because your dad owns the place doesn't mean you can just walk around. And he's like, I gotta take it.
Yeah, so there's the lunchbox full of serum that Wes took, but there's still a bunch of it being made, and the beaker's right next to him. And Wes tells Eric, I need to take this and destroy it all.
Yeah, I think that's just for convenience sake. Or maybe it's like, this is the last of the serum we have. I'm gonna go prep the next batch. And it's not like a constant, like, thing.
Yeah.
But also, they know how to make it.
Yeah, they have the formula for it.
They can just keep making more, Wes. You're well-intentioned, but you're dumb.
You need to destroy the formula. Hack the computer and delete the files.
Delete the files.
Put up a firewall. Block them forever.
Yeah, drop a blockchain.
Yeah.
I don't know what a blockchain is.
Trojan.
Trojan. Got Trojan. Eric's like, you can't. And Wes's like, I gotta. He's like, nope. And then Papa Collins comes in.
Right, I forgot his dad came out because I was going to be like, he just goes, all right, you got me.
He puts it down and he leaves. No, Papa Collins comes in and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, hey, Wes, what's up? What's this? What's going on?
He's like happy to see Wes for a second.
Yeah.
And then realizes Wes has the tackle box in his hand and is like, hey, you son of a gun.
What are you doing? You son of a me? And Wes is like, Dad, thank you for saving everybody with the serum. You can't have it, though. And he's like, why? And he's like, I can't tell you.
He's like, the reason why isn't important, but it's not yours.
It's not yours. And then he's like, yes, it is now, because I literally made that with the stuff here at my lab that I own. And then Eric just takes the box from Wes and goes and puts it down on a different counter. And Wes is like, oh, shooky darns, you got me, Dad.
My dad got mad at me.
So he leaves. And he's like, I think it has tremendous potential. For what? We know it gets rid of Kiss's disease.
Yeah, what did I call it? The Silver Nasties.
The Silver Nasties. What else could it do?
I don't know. They're probably, like, experimenting ways to, like, modify it.
They're definitely trying to figure out how to...
Oh, God.
Oh, no. They're definitely going to try to figure out how to make it give you better boners.
Like, it's blue. It's halfway there.
It's halfway there. Like 100%. No, I don't think any single medicine in the entire world has, like, they haven't been like, but what can it do for a boner?
Give you one of those 8-hour boners.
Yeah. Well, no, that would be terrible. I don't know.
A 3-hour and 59-minute
right,
boner.
I don't know what the sweet spot for a boner is, and I don't know if we should talk about this.
Look, 4 hours, call your doctor. That's the rule.
4 hours, call your doctor, right? But, like, how does the pill know? Like, after 3 hours, tone it down.
I don't know. Just, that's the half-life of the drug.
I guess.
We're getting into a lot of stuff I don't understand now.
Anyway, so he's like, all right, bye, Dad. And then we cut to Nadira, who's like, Daddy, I looked. There's no more serum. We destroyed it all. And Rantic, the table is still filthy with slime and glass, and he punches it. And he's like, that ass. he destroyed it all.
I hate him.
I hate him, and when I get my hands on him, I'm gonna rip all his circuits out. All his wires, I'm going to rip them out. He's going to be terrible. He's going to hate it. And then Deer's like, what about Biolab? Didn't they just make like 500,000 gallons of it the other day? And he's like, Biolab, you're a genius, my daughter.
How? Okay, look, if you're very sick and there's one place making the drug that makes you not very sick,
uh-huh.
How do you forget about it?
He's mad. He's so mad he can't think straight.
I guess.
Or maybe he's like, well, they only made the one and got rid of, they made just enough. But no, that's not how drug companies work.
Also, I think this is a wrap on Nadira this episode.
Yes, it is.
Kind of a bummer.
See you later, Nadira. It's all right. We got a really great episode coming up in, I want to say 7 episodes, maybe, called Nadira's Dream Date.
All right.
It's really good. We're going to have a guest on for that one. It's going to be a good time. He says, yeah, Biolab's serum. We cut back to the clock tower where Wes sulks in, and Jen's like, did you get the serum? Where's the serum? And he's like,
my dad said I couldn't. Yeah, I tried to take it, but my dad told me I couldn't.
My dad wouldn't let me. He's going to keep it. He's going to make a bunch of money with it. And Jen's like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, we're ruining time. And he's like, yeah, I guess.
Aren't you already ruining time by there being new Power Rangers here?
Yeah.
And new mutant monsters from the future, bringing back all their future germs with them?
No germs in the future, Josh. Not even on mutants.
I don't know. I'm not convinced. I mean, they're just stronger, and all of our drugs today won't do anything against them.
Yeah. Oh. Or they're immune to different drugs that they no longer, that we don't use, and they don't have ours now. It's like regular ibuprofen would, like, destroy it.
That's why we need the serum.
Gotta have the serum.
It's the best drug.
It's the bridge. It'll get rid of all your illnesses and help blood flow. Wink. Where was I? He's keeping it. So we cut to Frax in a warehouse or something, and he's putting together Mechagodzilla.
It's like a big Frax if a big Frax was also Godzilla.
It definitely has like a lizard dinosaur face, but it like has the same like body shape as a Godzilla, by which I mean like it like has that like curve to the neck. Like, it's got a longer neck. It's like a more of a Ghidorah neck, but only one head. But like, it definitely looks like a big old kaiju, and it's robot, and like they're just building it somewhere. And Frax is like, gonna get him now. I'm gonna destroy the city with this.
Is it cronies that are building it?
Yeah, it's cronies.
Okay, so he just took some rogues with him.
Yeah, or maybe just like had spares and just like
built. Or just made more. Yeah.
Made more. I don't know how it works.
I don't know. He turned his own human body into a robot somehow, so who knows?
He's all wet and squishy on the inside. Nadira just, at one point, like really early on in the season, she just grabbed some nuts and bolts from on the ground, and they popped up into crony. So, like, who knows? So, we cut to Wesker watching again, and he's like, this will not do. And then we cut to cronies and Chris breaking into Biolab and just, like, roughing up the place. And then in comes Rancic. There's like a shot of Eric getting called. They're like, hey, there's a mutant attack here. We got to go. And then we cut back to Rancic, who's just like, Silver Guardians are running at him. And he's like grabbing them by like the neck and throwing them into a wall.
Yeah.
And just killing them left and right. It's pretty dope.
He's not even slowing down. He's just shoving them out of his way.
And he's not like hitting them or anything. He's literally just like catching them and then smashing them into a wall hard enough to incapacitate them. It's pretty great. Two guardians are escorting Papa Collins away, and they get stopped by cronies, and then Papa Collins, like, skitters away. He, like, gets out, like, away from there.
Yeah, Eric, when he got called in, he gave the order to get Collins to safety, so there is no first name for this man. His first name is Mister.
Mister. last name Collins. First name Mister. Papa, if you're nasty.
We nasty. We nasty here on the Morphin Grid.
I think everyone knows. Ooh, we nasty. So then, what's his name? Dr. Zaskin is like, hide the serum, destroy it or whatever. And then Rancic comes in and grabs him by the neck. He's like, where is it? He's like, it's in the freezer. So he throws him on the ground, and he just kind of like will be there for a little while. And he goes up, and on his way to the freezer, he has an attack of the Silver Nasties. And he like is like growing blades.
Yes. And now I'm so confused on what Kiss and Mark did to people.
I don't know.
Would every person start growing blades out of their skin if left untreated?
I don't know if that's a mutant thing or not.
Could be. If he already has like blade bones.
Right.
I get like this just like, so would people's real bones start popping out of their skin?
I think they just start leaking iron.
Maybe, I don't know.
Whatever that silver
because this is
liquid
the,
is.
This is the first time it's different. Because every attack on him before was the same as it was happening to the regular humans.
Well, it's getting worse.
I guess they are happening more frequently, sort of, sometimes.
Sometimes when it's convenient. But yeah, it's also like, because he pops out one of those Guyver elbow blades, and then one just like sprouts out of his forearm, and then they start popping out of his face.
He just has some coming out of his cheeks.
It's nasty.
It ain't right.
It's pretty bad. But then he gets some serum and he downs it, and Papa Collins comes in and sees this.
Yeah, because the Silver Guardians that were guarding him were quickly disposed
of. Yeah, so he ran. He just ran away.
He ran to the lab. So he didn't necessarily run away. I almost think he ran to try to, like, get the serum.
Save the serum?
Because we did hear somebody say, like, they're headed toward the laboratory. We gotta go stop them when they went in to get Eric.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe. That makes sense, then. He's trying to, like, I'll get it.
Yeah. Because he does get, like, a hero moment.
He does. He does, like, a little face turn.
Yeah.
Because he gets there and Rantic, like, is like, ooh, boy, that was good serum. And, like, pops up and he's got a spring in his step. And then Colin's like, put that down. That's not yours. That's Biolab property. And Rance is like, I'm literally a supervillain. I do not care. And he's like, something Power Rangers will beat you.
Yeah, Colin says, if I knew that would have helped you, I would have pulled the plug immediately after we saved everybody.
I would have dumped it down the drain myself. And he's like, you talk a big game, but I know that you kicked the Red Ranger
you
out.
You hate your son.
It's like, how, Rantic, how do you know that?
He says, I know for a fact.
Like, what? How? Wasn't there a whole episode about them not knowing who, like, people not knowing who they were?
Yeah.
Because Rantic?
Yep.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. But then Papa Collins is like, I tried to plan his life for him, and he didn't want that, and he's making his own destiny, and I'm really proud of him for it. Because he's got to have a face moment because he's about to get murdered.
Yeah, then Rantic shoots him.
He literally shoots him with a sword blast, and he just, he gets hit and, like, flies backwards. And when he lands, he is, like, completely charred and bloodied and bruised and stuff, like, immediately.
He's looking gnarly.
Yeah. So then we cut from there to outside where Eric is fighting some cronies and then sees Rantic. So he, like, jumps down. He's like, you're not going anywhere, Rantic. And then he morphs. And then they fight, but Rantic is, like, so jacked up on this serum, this, like, uncut serum, that he, like, leaps over a median.
Yeah, because he catches him on the stairs, and then Rantic just turns and jumps over the side of the stairs and then springs off of like, a road median. And Eric jumps after him.
Yeah.
And he catches up.
And they fight. And then he blasts Eric so hard that Eric unmorphs. And
he should have put on that muscle bust suit.
You have it. Why don't you use it?
You're fighting Rantic. Why not?
It's like the final boss.
Yeah, be at your highest power.
Just like start there. Come on.
Put on your inlines and let's do this.
Get aggressive. Be aggressive. Be aggressive, Eric. Then we cut, like, he gets away, Rantic gets away, and Eric gets up, and he's, like, searching through, like, wreckage, and there's, like, fire and stuff, and he sees Papa Collins get wheeled out on a stretcher. And then I kind of lost track of what happens, like, stuff starts blowing up.
Yeah, Eric helps them put the stretcher into the ambulance, and then he gets in the ambulance and goes to the hospital with his dad.
Okay. With his dad. Wes's dad.
After that, the Rangers are just fighting Chris, I think.
Yeah, they're fighting, Chris and some cronies. Chris throws Katie through a roof, just, like, tosses her.
Caves, like, a whole house down on her.
Yeah, and then she, like, punches through a wall like a Kool-Aid man and is like, I'm going to kill you. Like, you didn't kill me, so I'm going to destroy you. And then they go back to fighting. Her and Lucas team up and, like, get him down, and she goes to arrest him, but then he's like, nope, and picks a scab.
Weird that Katie's getting a lot of the monster stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's, like, a footage match. It's just, why not put her in the episode a little more if she has such a strong role in the monster fight?
I think they're at a point where they're, like, the story and the monsters are concurrent, but not necessarily together.
Yeah.
Because, like, she does all the calls. Like, she calls, she's like, Circuit, give us the the Zords, and
she calls the Death Blow.
Wes still does it, but like I don't think they have. I think that's a kind of footage thing.
Yeah.
So they call the Zords, and they get sent the Zords, and then there is she's Superman punches him. BT Dubs.
It's pretty rad.
It's pretty good. So when they're calling the Zords, before the Zords come, Wes has like the Electro Booster out and just like starts shooting him. Like regular, like he's like a human size. He's just shooting.
I saw giant Eric him. Do it once, so now he's gonna try.
He's gonna give it a shot.
It doesn't work.
Zords come. Time Shadow gets sent. We see Wesker send the Time Shadow and then walk over to a Time Force uniform and grab it. And then he zips it up because he put it on. And then he slow mo walks down a weird hallway. And the lights behind him, and you can't see who it is. And then we cut back to the fight. Then we go to the hospital where there's a voiceover. Some guy be like, he's hurt. We need to give him to the ER, blah, blah, blah. It's Paul Schreier. 100%. Like, it's just straight up Bulk's voice. I don't know who they're trying to fool. I promise you.
Yeah. I definitely believe you. I didn't catch it.
And then there's another, like, Eric tries to go in and another doctor stops him. Like, you can't go in there.
Yeah. No Erics beyond this point. Erics.
But, like, the guy's mouth is barely moving, and it's just a voiceover of, like, some other guy. So, then we
Jason
get back.
Jason Narvi.
Oh, I wish. What a weird reunion. So then they're, one of them is on Miranoi.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that so much.
Yeah, Bulk and Phenomenus just live on Miranoi now.
You know how there's like another planet on the other side of the universe where there's just like people and they built a city?
They brought a city.
It's
basically wrecked now, but they still have the parts.
They fixed it up nice, and now there's like a whole other planet on the other side of the universe where humans from Earth live there too. In addition to people from Miranoi who are like kind of cave people, and then we brought like a city on a rocket ship.
And Bulk is there too.
And Bulk and Eugene Bulkmeyer. Lives there on this planet?
Farkas Bulkmeyer.
Eugene Skulovich, yeah. Farkas Bulkmeyer. What the fuck?
I don't know. I can't wait to see how they completely forget that when he comes back later.
Next season, he's in Forever Red.
He is.
Him and Skull are in Forever Red. They
I was just thinking.
Like a pizza shop.
I was thinking Samurai, because I know he comes back for that.
Yeah, I don't know if they just... even talk about it. I cannot wait for Samurai just because Bulk's going to be back and I'm so excited for that. But like, yeah, I think they're in Forever Red if I'm not mistaken. And I can't wait to hear the reason. I bet it's going to be like the Turbo movie where it's like, oh, they're cops again. Don't worry about it. So anyway, they do Mode Red. Chris shoots him and he's like, yeah, that probably killed you. And they're like, no, it didn't. And they just no-sell it.
The smoke clears, and they're just like, nah, we're good.
The robot looks like it's scowling a little more. Then they do a blizzard slash. It just says blizzard slash behind them.
So we had to yell it because the text is in the footage.
Yeah.
That's weird. Because the whole clock comes up and does the same thing, but then behind Wes it says blizzard slash.
Like in laser tag font. What is this? So then we cut back to Frax just...
Oh, because it freezes them.
Oh, like a blizzard.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait for their super ultimate attack, Nor'easter.
No, you're right.
The Nor'easter crush.
Is it Nor'easter below Blizzard?
I don't know. The Nor'easter seems like a bigger one to me.
Or is Nor'easter below Hurricane? Nor'easter's a cold one, right? For
yeah,
sure.
It's definitely. It's only in the wintertime in the snow.
Okay.
So yeah.
Tropical Storm is the hurricane version.
See, I don't know. I don't know if Nor'easter.
I think so. Either way, Tropical Storm is a step under Hurricane.
Yes.
As Nor'easter or Blizzard is a step under the other.
Yes. But so then he's dead, and then we cut to Frax working on Ghidorah for a second. And then he's like, ah, and then that's it. It's literally just like, don't forget.
Right.
Frax
this
has a big...
This is common.
Frax has got a big boy. It's going to be bad. Cut back to the present time. I don't know why I said that. Obviously, we're in the present time. Cut back to the Rangers, where They get Chris, they like put him in a little capsule, and then Wes is like, another one down. And I don't know how he says, he says like, down.
And he's got his hands up and he's like, yeah! Woo!
And they're like, yeah, they're high-fiving and ass-slapping and they're having a great time. Except Jen, who's like, I think we absolutely are destroying the time stream, but I can't think about anything else now. And then someone walks up in a Time Force uniform. Slowly strolls forward
and he's sunglasses,
slicked back hair, and he stops and it's behind him and he's like, time stream's already being tampered with.
Yeah, you already mucked it up.
You already messed everything up. And that's why I'm here. And the camera pulls around and it's Tommy Oliver. It's wild, right?
Crazy. That's why he's in the white jumpsuit.
Because he's the white Time Force Ranger Tommy Oliver.
Look. I know Tommy Oliver.
We'd lose our sugar.
I know Tommy Oliver's kind of a running joke, and oh, Tommy's back again.
Yeah.
But I would flip my shit if that was Tommy Oliver, the white Time Force Ranger from the year 3000.
I would scream. Literally, we would start the episode and be like, all right, like, this is how the episode would go. We'd be like, all right, ready? Welcome to Morphin Grip, blah, 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 blah. Time for Time Force. You'd hear some music. We would pause the recording. We would go watch the episode. We would come back. And it would just come back with me going, Tommy Oliver came back! Like, just blow the whole thing right then. No, it's Alex.
Yeah. Alex Oliver.
Dead Alex. I don't know if we get a
Collins?
I don't think we get a... It would be
He's
wild.
He's a relative of Wes, who is Collins, right?
I mean, the odds of there just... Of there being only oldest... boy of, right. of there never being just well, a girl to,
that's the chosen one timeline
right where the name keeps getting passed on. And this is also presuming that like they always were like, all right, we're having a baby together and you know I will take your last name, or even if I don't, the baby gets your name for 1,000 years, right. And at no point no one went like, drop the S, change it to a K, get an L out of there, like I don't know. I don't know.
A thousand years is a long time for human evolution.
Yeah.
I don't even think we'll look the same.
I mean, 1,000 years ago, we looked mostly like this, but we also didn't have poison in the air. Yeah. Like,
we're just getting taller.
Some people are.
The average height is taller.
It's good. Yeah, that's going up. Some of us didn't get over the hump, but that's fine. See, I would fit in. You'd look like a freak if we time traveled.
It was crazy.
Who's that tall man? Yeah. Get him.
Because everyone's always like, Napoleon was so short.
He was like
5'3". Yeah, he was. I think he was even taller than that. I think he was like 5'5", 5'6".
He was like average height.
Yeah, he was regular sized at the time.
But then they're like, oh, he's short for whenever standards. And I'm like, I'm 5'5". And you don't see me conquering France or whatever.
Yeah, Napoleon is about your height.
Yeah.
He conquered like a lot
of
things.
I could probably kick Napoleon's ass, though, I think.
You probably could. He's got a lot of soldiers. But if you take them out of the equation.
Yeah, what's he got? He's a great military commander.
He's a strategist. He's not a fighter.
Yeah, I'm scrappy. I watch a lot of pro wrestling. Anyway, so Alex is not dead. I think the big takeaway is
I think he's undead.
He's a zombie?
No, he was dead, but the time got messed up, and so he didn't actually die.
Oh, I actually like that.
I think that's where we're at.
That would be a very literal interpretation of the time stream has already been tampered with, and that's why I'm here.
Literally.
Not like that's why I came back in time to like fix it, but like... I stopped being dead.
Although for that to happen, he would have had to die on camera. So maybe he survived that. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, he kind of did die on camera.
Yeah.
In the first episode, he's like,
we're engaged.
We are engaged. And she's like, no, we were engaged. But that's it.
Yeah.
So you started.
Mm-hmm.
I had to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is, as kind of schlocky and cheesy as it was, I really liked Papa Colin's face turn.
I did too.
I really liked that. Because he gave like a reason.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, I'm a good guy now because I'm about to get shot. But like, he's like, no, I tried this and it didn't work. And I'm proud of him for forging his own way.
And it still comes off as, I am proud of my son. I'm still mad at him.
But I'm proud of him.
But I'm proud of him because I'm not like... I'm not a monster like you, who actually you love your daughter very much.
So. Yeah. Has he actually... last time we saw Nadira and she came up and called him daddy, I was like, he said that's his daughter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's called her... like my daughter.
Okay, good. Because I was like, if he hasn't actually explicitly said daughter, and she's just going around calling him daddy and wants money, then there isn't.
Rancic a sugar daddy?
Literally last time I was like, I don't think he's ever said daughter, but I will.
I think he has said like my darling daughter. Or
okay,
because like,
this is a much different show. if that's the case, the worst I'm gonna say is the serum will be better for 200 years because it drives me crazy.
I'm going to work. That is nuts. That is like anger inducing almost. But when they were fighting Chris, the order that the cronies were given while they were attacking the building was to lay complete waste to it.
Yes.
Knock down every brick. And it's like, hey, Rancic, you only have a tackle box of 2 dozen serums.
Yeah, you're going to want the people that can make it to keep
this
making it.
This is the only place that can make more.
And you don't even have, like, a science guy with you to make more.
No.
To, like, synthesize it or anything.
Who's going
to
do that, Bluto? No.
No, he's an idiot. he's just going to fart somewhere. That's it.
So that's pretty bad. And I did want to bring attention to it, but I don't think that's worse than the mucking up the time stream. Like saying
like it's so bad, like it's so off.
How did Jen know that? Because she's looking at a data. Is the database contained outside of time?
I think the download that they have is what is on file from the future that they came from.
Okay, yeah, because now it would say it was invented in the year 2001.
Yeah, but it was not.
But it wasn't. It was reverse engineered in the year 2001.
Yeah, but I mean, like, over 1,000 years, that would be like, that's when it started.
Yeah.
That's when we got it.
Because it's a long game of telephone.
Exactly. They're not going to say, like, Frax brought it back. And Power Rangers gave it to him to stop a hickey monster. That's just embarrassing.
So, yeah, I'm going to also have to worse the 200 years.
Yeah. MVP is... Papa Collins?
I think it is.
I think it's Papa Collins.
M. Collins.
M. period Collins. Yeah, I think first of all, his acting is very good. Even when he's like being a jerk, like he's one of the best actors on the show.
Yeah.
But like also, I really like the face turn. And he stands up to a man who grows swords from his body.
And is just covered otherwise in more spikes.
Yeah. It was great.
Yep.
Now we got to rank it.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know if this is top five material. I don't know how you feel about it.
I don't know. I think...
How do you think this compares to Fran's Fury that you typed on here?
I didn't fix it. I thought I fixed it. You know what happened?
We started talking about the nanny.
We started talking about the nanny and I got distracted. Oh boy, that Fran Fine. She got me crazy. Okay, there. It's fixed. Are you happy?
I don't know if this is better than Frax's Fury.
I don't know. What was Future Unknown?
That's the one where Katie was like, if we keep living here, my family will cease to exist.
Right.
But I will still be here somehow.
She's already been made. I don't know. Trying to think of like how time travel like that would actually work.
I was playing Ocarina of Time on my DS today. I was fishing.
Sure.
I was in the fishing pond. And I was like, this pond is a time paradox, because if you go to the future without catching catch any fish when you're a kid,
yeah,
and then go to the future, and the record is whatever fish you caught, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that you catch a new fish as an adult, which sets the new record because the fish are bigger, so it's like, you know,
right,
double digit pounds, and you go back to a kid, and you set a new record as a kid, but in the future you beat the old record, not the new record,
right?
But if the new record was different, then you wouldn't have, you know, and it just falls apart.
So when you go back in time, is it your future record is on the thing? Is the new record, or is it still your old?
That I don't know, because I am still in Jabu Jabu's belly, and I was like, oh, I have to go get the heart piece from fishing, so I went back to do that.
I don't know.
So I don't know. I'll have to test it.
But yeah, time travel is so theoretically complicated that it's very easy to fry your brain like an egg.
The only way... the only way I think you can plausibly go back in time is if it erases the future when you get there.
Yeah. But then, where'd you come from? Time, man.
And then the whole universe implodes, and then it explodes, and it starts over.
And it just does a lap.
That's what happens.
Oh.
The Big Bang is you turn it off,
it's
you plug
just,
it back
it's power cycling time. I don't hate that. I think this is better than Future Unknown.
Yeah.
I very much like Future Unknown, but I think it was mostly those like last 5 minutes, whereas this one was like a pretty good episode throughout, and it did have like a real goofy Polaroid scene for no reason, which I appreciate.
Yeah. We didn't even get to see any of those pictures.
No. The greatest crime. So below Fraxis Fury, above Future Unknown?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
All right, coming in at number 6, Dawn of Destiny. I almost typed in Dawn of Destiny.
No, this is an official list.
This has got to be the real names. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us for today.
I have one final thought.
Oh, yes, please.
Wes does not know that his dad is in the hospital.
Oh, that's true.
The episode ended without him. I thought it was going to end with Eric like showing up to tell him, but it ended with Alex showing up to tell them that time is already wonky. So
yeah, no, ooh, that's big.
So he's going to be mad that Eric went to the hospital with his new dad.
I mean, he's going to be upset in some way. Emotions are going to run high next episode. Our next episode is called Fight Against Fate.
Ah.
Is the next one, and that will be on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Probably.
It just popped up. The baby's name is Nash with a K.
Kanash?
Kanash. You know.
Well, they didn't want you to think it was Kevin Nash. Or maybe, no, it's K. Nash.